Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
I want to know what... what is the government asking us to do now? I love how non-doctors and non-medical providers and non-nurses and non-nurse practitioners and PAs and non-pharmacists, non-physical therapists, non-massage therapists, and non-dentists and non-oral surgeons are making policy for me. Okay? I mean, is anybody asking my opinion? Okay. So, I guess by 2016, sure many of you guys have heard, the Department of Health and Human Services is aiming to have 85% of our payments under Medicare's fee-for-service system based on the quality of care rather than volume. I guess what their panties are all up in a bunch about is when a medical provider sees a patient, they get paid for seeing that patient. Just like if a mechanic takes care of your car, just as if you buy a quart of milk, you pay for that quart of milk. Government doesn't want that. What the government wants to do is make payments based on the value of that visit. Okay? Now, how the hell, in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's name, do you figure out that? Okay, the value. Okay, so for example, okay, what is it like to see Dr. Dahlia? Okay, well, Lord have mercy. Okay, well, on a good day, okay, I should say on an average day, because I don't know if it's a good day for you or a good day for me, but on an average day, somebody calls in going, I'm sick. How long does it take to see Dr. Dahlia? I mean, she'll make it work. I mean, we're booked, but what's going on? How sick are you? Do you have to go to the hospital? No. I don't know. I don't want to go to the hospital. I can't afford to go to the hospital, but I mean, I think I'm getting pneumonia. Can Dahlia see me? Can she take an x-ray? She can. She can take an x-ray on site. Yes, she can. All right. Well, let me ask Dr. Dahlia if we could fit you in because, you know, she has her, you know, upper lip wax. She has her liposuction evaluation. She has her Kegel therapy. Let me find out if Dr. Dahlia can get you in. Dr. Dahlia, can you see somebody? Why? What's going on? What's going on? Well, this patient may have pneumonia. Pneumonia? Get him in. Why are you asking me? Get him in. All right, so we'll get him in. All right, so what's going on? Someone's going to come in having pneumonia. All right, make sure the chest x-ray is free. All right, so the x-ray is free. They come in. They get an x-ray. We take a look, and we go, whoa. Oh, my gosh, you were right. How's your oxygen level? Your oxygen's good? All right, oxygen's okay. All right, do you need a breathing treatment? You need a breathing treatment? No? Okay, let's give you an antibiotic. Let's watch this x-ray. I want to watch it closely. Call us tomorrow. Let us know how you're doing. But I want to see you back within 24 and 48 hours to see how you're doing. Let me know if this medicine is working. All right, and then if you can, let's have you cough up some sputum. I can take a look at that and send it to the lab. All right, sounds good. I need a work note. Oh, absolutely. I need FMLA. You need FMLA, too? All right, here's some FMLA. Okay, so I do all that on a walk-in basis. I would say you are getting some pretty damn good value. Is that what is going to be assessed? And how the hell is the government going to know what I'm doing? All right? Dr. Dahlia, look, I know I'm here for, you know, just blood pressure medicine, but I got to talk to you about something. What do you got to talk to me about? And then they just start crying about what's going on with their marriage problems and their kid and all that. So I decide to stop everything and sit there and talk to them. Let them cry. All right? Hold their hand, give them a hug, etc. I walk out of there, and that's nobody's business. It's not the insurance company's business. It's nobody's business that person had a breakdown and wanted to talk about it. I leave. And the insurance company wants a diagnosis. Well, they came in for high blood pressure. I did a limited visit for high blood pressure. That's it. Okay, wasn't that a valuable visit for that patient? So where I'm getting my panties all up in a bunch is who the hell is going to be the one to determine what was the value? Now, what are they saying, I guess, what are they saying that constitutes value? Well, I guess if the patient gets better. If the patient gets better, then that medical provider did a pretty good job. Okay. Well, what happens if I have a patient that comes in, short breath, a little ashen, some weight loss, I decide to do a chest x-ray, and I find about three, four different masses on his lungs. All right, look, I know you've been a long-time smoker. Okay, looks like we may be dealing with some sort of a process in your lungs. I want to get this biopsy. I want to get this looked at. Let's get you into the hematologist, oncologist. Let's get you in with a good lung doctor. Let's figure out what this is. Okay? And it turns out to be lung cancer. And that patient, unfortunately, dies. What do you think is going to happen to the system if they are going to decide that based on patient outcome is how they pay the medical provider? Now you're going to start having medical providers out there going, wait a second, I know you're a new patient and nobody could get you in for another couple weeks, but if you're really that sick, if you have a bad outcome, now I'm in trouble. This is exactly what we started to see with hospitals and people with COPD. They just didn't get admitted. People with COPD would be sitting in the emergency room for a couple days because once they were admitted, if they left and came back because they're sickly patients, that hospital gets dinged. Can I just say, this is one of the most stupidest, idiotic, imbecile, ridiculous, ludicrous, half-assed, asinine system on the way to encourage doctors and patients to getting together and doctors and patient doctors giving medical advice and medical care to patients. You are going to now discourage us from seeing a sick person because if they just happen to die of cancer, we have to take it out of what we pay our staff and what we have to pay for our malpractice and our insurance and our supplies. Are you kidding me? Which means any of you that may have high blood pressure and diabetes and high cholesterol and risk factors for cardiovascular disease, you're going to have a big red X on your forehead scaring medical providers to treat you. I didn't go into medicine to be based on I will only get healthy people better. I went into medicine to help sick people. Hello? 1-877 Doc Dolly. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking. banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you had asked me last night when more and more of the news circulated that the Obama administration was putting this plan forth, why doctors are for it. Why would doctors be for this value-based? And I tell you where doctors are split a lot, all right? And the reason why doctors are split is because, you know, for the same reason everybody else splits, okay? You know, some people feel strongly about some things, some other people feel strongly about others, but you have different, types of practices that certain physicians do, okay? So, for example, you have some that work in the university system, they work as an employee, of a hospital organization, and they, see a lot of what some suburban type doctors may not see. And so they look at the problems that we've had with healthcare and they go, okay, we need to help these people out. And I don't know what other solution is out there. This seems to be at least a solution. Let's go with it. And the doctors out there working in the trenches, God bless them. And I understand why many of them, you know, support some of Obama's half-assed policies. I could understand because the picture that they are seeing, it at least makes some sense. They're not saying it's perfect. They're not saying what Obamacare has brought forth is perfect, but somebody suggested something. So we're grabbing at straws. Then you have doctors who are business owners. And business owners have been some of the ones fighting Obamacare, like you've seen me, because I'm not just worried about myself and my patients specifically. I kind of also want to look at the big picture as a whole. So if I see something that economically can hurt my city or economically can hurt my patients because they can't get a job or penalizes employers, etc., I get nervous because I realize that even if maybe I would get paid more, there's a chance I could get paid more with this. There's a chance that I could actually make more money. I don't like it, though, because I see the big picture. And I'm not saying doctors that work in hospitals or institutions don't see the big picture. I think they do. But remember, their job is to deal with what is going on at hand. Me, my job, it's that, but also as a radio host and as a small business employer and as a patient advocate that a lot of us in private practice are, you know, arguing with, I don't have to just tell the hospital, go and do this. I mean, I have to sit here and fight with insurance companies, fight with radiology companies. I have to put up the fight myself. I don't have somebody doing the fight for me. I look at things a little different. So for me, when I start to look at what's happening here, I get frustrated because I know what's happening. We're going to a socialized system. The government would love all of us doctors to be employees. If all of us doctors could be employees, and many of us are, even I thought about it. I was like, when I was an ER doc, gosh, things were simpler. Yeah, I took care of the strokes and the heart attacks and the amputations, and the fractures and the abusive situations and the drownings. I took care of that. And then I got to go home. And no matter what I did, I made my paycheck. I didn't have to worry about not getting paid. I didn't have to, you know, fight with insurance companies and billers. I did my job. I got paid for my job. I was able to pay my bills. And I was able to save lives. So it's a very attractive type of situation. But I have to look at the big picture. That's my job. As your radio doc, as my patient's doctor, the big picture makes me nervous. Okay? I don't like the idea of all of us becoming employees. And then administrators, and God bless hospital administrators, they put up with a lot. But policy being made and we having issues when we have to figure out how to, you know, go around policy. Like, for example, that principal that gave that asthmatic kid her inhaler because he was wheezing, possibly saved the kid's life, but then the parents wanted to put her up on charges because she gave the kid her own personal medication. Maybe it wasn't washed off. There's issues there. But what would we rather have as American society? Somebody going outside the box and doing something they aren't paid for, right? And doing something that you know, will benefit us in the long run as a whole. Or somebody going, no, I got to go buy a policy. I have to, you know, we got to go buy the book. Sorry. You know, it's frustrating. Now, some people don't want creativity. They don't want ingenuity. They don't want a doctor out there maybe seeing some people for free because they say, well, it's unfair. There's other doctors out here that don't see people for free. So if a doctor's having a good day and says, yeah, come on in, I don't care if you don't have to pay, they don't want that. They want uniformity. They want consistency. They want socialism. Some people feel very, very comfortable with that. I don't. because medicine should not be typed out and regurgitated and uniform, okay? If I have a black patient, or I have a Latino patient, or I have a white patient, and I feel a blood pressure medicine will work better on one demographic than another, I want to be able to, I mean, that's something that I have discovered in my years of practice, and that's how I want to practice. Once you start taking the creativity, and once you start taking the doctor's instinct away, you could be in trouble. Now, some of you will say, well, a doctor uses, what if a doctor's drunk? What if a doctor decides to go completely crazy and he starts hurting patients? Well, that could happen anywhere. That could happen. A bus driver could decide to go AWOL or whatever. I mean, you know, it could happen anywhere, but it usually doesn't. For you to go through the vigorous training that we go through and the vetting that we go through, all right, it's very rare that you have somebody out there that is going to be a complete jerk and go against medical ethics. It happens, but it's rare. So while we see our system go socialized, okay, you have to decide if this is what you want, all right? You know, if medicine becomes socialized, are we also going to start becoming more socialized or maybe communistic with some of our other, you know, once healthcare is already beat up and beat down to a pulp by government and legislatures and bureaucrats, what do you think is going to be next? Are stores going to have to just give their food out for free? Well, but honestly, somebody wants to buy that milk. Somebody wants to buy that butter. Somebody wants to, why aren't they paying for specific products? No, you just got to give it all. And we as the government will pay you X amount and you just give what you have. Well, if that's the case, then I'm going to save profit. I get ahead. I'm going to then have the cheapest brand out there. If all I have to do is give out milk. So it doesn't have to be any milk. It could be any, you see what I mean? So don't think, all right, you know what, Dahlia, we're good. You're just blowing this out of proportion. It's just medicine. No, it's not. Okay? It is going to then translate to so many other industries, and I don't know if that's what I want America to be. Now, mind you, Europe has done very, very well with socialism. Some may say it has, some may say it hasn't. But they've been able to survive. Yeah, I know that. That's the argument everybody gives. Look at Canada. Canada's fine. People aren't dying in Canada because of their health care. Yeah, but the difference is everybody pays. Okay? I can see what I ask my patients, what are you paying? You know, what are you paying for your health care? Well, $7.42. Okay, $7.42. That's phenomenal. I don't know how they got a plan for $7.42. But who is covering that plan? You know, gosh darn well, the plan doesn't cover $7.42. No, our tax dollars are covering it. And less people pay taxes, how are we going to sustain everybody on a $7.42 plan? Which, by the way, he had to upgrade to $100 a month plan. So, value-based. All right? I think doctors should be held accountable for their actions. I think we do have a medical board that we have to demonstrate to that we are still fit to practice medicine, which we do. We have to do our CMEs. I think that makes absolute sense. We have to show that we're taking our ethics courses. We need to show that we're aware of our bioterrorism, up-to-date information on what could be out there. We should know how to handle an Ebola patient that comes in. All right, I believe that we should have some guidelines. But please don't socialize us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Many of you call into our answer line when we're not live during the throughout the day or evening. And I apologize if I don't play all those calls on air. Unfortunately, some of them, the quality doesn't come through. And I know neither does the quality of my show come through from my end either. I know. Yeah, tit for tat. I get it. But know that I do listen to them, and then I do try to answer them in one way or another. You know, it's nice to hear your voice and have your voice on air. Unfortunately, we had a caller of somebody who unfortunately seems to be in a lot of pain. I don't know if her name is Debbie. I couldn't make out a lot of what she was saying, but it looks like her story is she's having trouble finding a medical provider to write pain medication. She's in a lot of pain, issues with her hip, and I guess the physician assistants in the town in which she lives can't write narcotics. And so if her only choice is to see a physician assistant, how does she find a doctor? Where does she find a doctor to get the care that she needs? Now, you know, I'll get this complaint by people. I sometimes don't understand it because all the physician assistants I've worked with where I live, they are really damn good. I mean, they are good. I've met most of them. And after 15 years, you've gotten to work in one way or another with them, you know, somehow. So I apologize. That's somebody's cell phone. So, you know, it's a party in here. All right. You know, so when somebody says, I don't really want to see a physician assistant or nurse practitioner. I want to see a quote unquote real doctor. I usually like to debunk that because, you know, these nurse practitioners and PAs, they are very well trained. You know, I was wary at first when I was going through my training going, wait, what? There's going to be somebody else that gets to do what I did for not spending as much money and time in school. What? But once you work with them, you're like, oh, damn, you're pretty good. Good. So I have been so impressed with mid-levels that I've worked with. So I'm very, very, very impressed. And they are going to be at the forefront of our healthcare system. But if you are I don't want to use the word forced, but if you are cornered into a city that or a town that doesn't have a lot of options, so your only option is to see a provider, but that provider cannot write the medications that you need, you could be stuck. Now, usually what people used to do is they would bypass primary care and they would go straight to a specialist. So if they had knee pain, hip pain, et cetera, they're like, well, I'm going to go to an orthopedic office because an orthopedic office is going to be all doctors. So then I don't have to worry about seeing a PA, not getting the medication or the treatment I need. I'll just go straight to the specialist. But things are different now. A lot of physician assistants and nurse practitioners now are in the specialty clinics because we just don't have enough doctors manning the post. So you have physician assistant, nurse practitioner, so you're going to see them too. Now, usually they work in conjunction with the medical provider. They do, okay? In some states, they're allowed to act independently, but most of them still do. And like I said, where I live, they practice phenomenally well. But, you know, one option is, let's say in your town, if the orthopedic surgeon's office, you know, will take you as a, you know, as a new patient to evaluate your hip, et cetera, you know, and then could possibly do treatment, MRI, et cetera. That may be then your best bet. But a lot of times it's just calling and calling. And many clinics now, even workers' comp, I'm being told by a lot of my patients, the workers' comp doctors are your first going through the physician assistants. Now, why the bias? Okay. I understand people are concerned that doctors have more years of schooling. We do, and we have a lot of training that some physician assistants, I'm not saying all of them, but some physician assistants and nurse practitioners may not get in terms of, you know, being in the trench type hospitals where you are dealing with some of the, you know, high traffic areas. And sometimes there's a bias that happens with having the medical student get hands-on as opposed to the nurse practitioner student. So if you ever hear a nurse practitioner student or a physician assistant student saying, you know, look, you know, I'm, you know, they, you know, I don't get to jump in like the medical student gets to, that does happen. It's unfair, but it does happen. So sometimes as a medical student, we didn't have any physician assistant or nurse practitioner students around. So it was just us. And we were thrown into, you know, emergency hysterectomies and gunshot wounds and gang members getting shot and bowel resections and all sorts of stuff as a student because there just wasn't enough hands on deck. And, the school I went to, University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine, had such a small class size that we were able to do everything. When I did my last year at UCLA, UCLA was awesome. I learned a lot, but there really wasn't that much hands-on for a medical student. Whereas I had already delivered babies, done twin breech, et cetera, by the time. So sometimes that the smaller schools, smaller areas allow you to have that more one-on-one. So somebody could say, well, look, you know, if Gosh, I can't think of a hospital that we had to do some training, and that was, I mean, for Vegas, it was UMC, and that was really, really busy. It was really, really high traffic. And, you know, so some physician assistants and nurse practitioners may not get to do trench-type stuff. Not that I'm equating it at all to military. What people see in the military and what you guys do for us in the military, and you medics in the military, God bless you, okay? I mean, there's nothing that equates to that. But from a civilian standpoint, you know, it is a little concerning, because, I mean, what I got to see and what I got to do, and then my being able to be an ER doc, you know, right away after I got out and was an ER doc in Lake Havasu, yeah, I got to do more and I got to see a lot. But then you have a 15-year veteran nurse practitioner and a new doctor that comes out of school. All right, who do you think has seen more? So, you know, the experience will come. All right. And the training, even if the training may be a little bit less in terms of years, if they have hooked up with a very, very good provider and a very good clinic and a very good hospital setting, et cetera, they could do a pretty damn good job. But yeah, there's concerns. What if they can't prescribe what you want to prescribe? What if they're more hesitant? One real strong concern that a lot of doctors have and a lot of patients have is the nurse practitioner or the PA maybe more, quote-unquote, Obamacare-style medicine, as opposed to us more older, groomed, cocky, independent, say, what? You're telling me what to do, medical providers. So one concern that some people have is they go and see a physician assistant or a nurse practitioner in, you know, a pharmacy clinic, etc. They don't get an antibiotic. Or they don't get the pain medicine. Or if they do get a cough syrup, they have to beg for a little bit of codeine with it. And so they would rather see, you know, the 60, 70-year-old doc that's like, what do you need? Really? This year? I got this covered. You see what I mean? And so as the government starts to insinuate and these government health agencies insinuate guidelines, we may see more of the front line nurse practitioner, physician assistants who are employees adhere more closely to those, as opposed to some of us doctors going, are you kidding me? Waiting for your mammograms till you're 50, not doing a colonoscopy after a certain age. Are you kidding me? You know, and we'll be a little bit more reluctant to go with the herd. Some people want that. Some people want the out-of-the-box type of situation. And it's tough because nurse practitioners and PAs may want to think like that and practice like that. But if they're employees, they have to practice the way their employers want them to practice. And it just seems to be such an oxymoron or a dichotomy where, you know, you're supposed to you are hired. If somebody hired Dr. Dahlia, okay, which probably won't happen. I'd probably be fired before I even got hired. All right, you are hiring me for how I think and how I do things, not for my body. You just don't want, well, you've seen my body. You know you didn't hire me for that. Lord have mercy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Doc Adali, 1-877-DOCDALIO. You guys should have warned me. Level 349 on Candy Crush is one of the worst levels. This level is impossible. I'm supposed to get two of the chocolate candy sparkly things. So I'm like, okay, two. This is good. Because remember, I was on that other level for like 6 months. So here I am on this level, and it's just not happening. I mean, I'm already almost out of moves. You guys keep sending me moves, and thank you. I mean, that's really, really sweet. You know, I know from the kindness of it. And then now a bomb, and the bomb just blows it all off, and now I can't. It's one of the candy bombs. It's so stupid. Oh, my gosh, I hate this game. I hate it. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for following us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a study has come out saying ER patients that have chest pain may not always need heart tests. Oh, gosh, these studies are just making me pull out my hair. Are you kidding me? I was an ER doc. If you have chest pain, really, I'm going to be doing an EKG. Don't tell me it's not necessary. But they say for patients seen in emergency rooms solely for chest pain, non-invasive screening tests may not always predict future heart trouble. Now, that I agree with, okay? So, the tests they're talking about are electrocardiograms, the EKGs, or the ECGs. What they do is they measure your heart's electrical activity. You got the little baby stickers on there, and then you got the little baby, when we see baby, it just makes it, you know, because we're like, oh my gosh, what are you going to do to me? An EKG, oh my gosh, ah. Like, oh, it's just little baby stickers and little baby probes picking up the electrical. Nothing's going to hurt. They're just little babies. Okay, little babies, I can handle that. Okay, see? And then you're like, bzzz. No, there's no, bzzz. Doesn't hurt at all. EKGs don't hurt. All right, picks up the electrical activity. If the electrical activity is looking kind of funny, we could recognize the wave and figure out why the wave is looking funny based on what's happening with your heart. Sometimes these waves have a very predictable pattern. If you're having a heart attack, et cetera, somebody having a heart attack, the waves are going to look pretty specific. All right. But if it's pretty sensitive in terms of if your heart's having abnormal activity, it picks it up pretty well. What they aren't, however, overall in terms of specificity, if your EKG is normal, that doesn't mean you have absolutely no heart disease at all. It just means you may not be having anything acute. Another test that they could do in the ER is an echocardiogram, where they could ultrasound the heart. I usually left this up to the cardiologist because we didn't have an echocardiogram in the ER where I worked. But it's an ultrasound of the heart. It takes a look at the valves, etc. You could see if there's fluid around the heart, if somebody has pericarditis. There's a variety of different conditions that we could diagnose using that. And then you have CAT scans of the heart. All three tests have been recommended for chest pain under current guidelines. And according to lead researcher Dr. Andrew Foy, an assistant professor of medicine and public health sciences at Penn State Milton S. Hershey Medical Center in Hershey, Pennsylvania, he says it may be safe to defer early cardiac stress testing in patients with chest pain, but no evidence of a heart attack. He doesn't think the tests are overused, but may not be needed in all cases. Furthermore, early cardiac stress testing appears to result in unnecessary additional tests and invasive treatments. So apparently 6 million patients go to the ER with chest pain. A lot of times, though, what I see is you guys get the EKG, which I think is extremely important. Okay, I don't care what this study does. You get the EKG. Okay, it's not that expensive. So if anybody wants to complain that these EKGs cost money, okay, yeah, they do cost money. I agree. Everything costs money. They do. But it doesn't cost that much money to start saying don't get an EKG. All right? I understand, though, when I was in the ER, we didn't always ultrasound people's hearts. We did not do that. All right? And then a CAT scan, we didn't always CAT scan unless we were worried about pulmonary embolism or pneumothorax or hemothorax or some other sort of issues that also dealt with the lungs as well, chest trauma, etc. So they say 6 million patients go to the ER for chest pain each year in the U.S. Therefore, these findings could impact the care of a large number of patients. He said that for patients with chest pain not brought on by a heart attack, it seems safer to defer early cardiac stress tests. Now, I'm a little confused because a stress test to me is where we put you on a treadmill and we start to walk you heavy or run you heavy, or we give you a medication while you're sitting down to start to increase the stress on the heart so we see what your heart does. When somebody comes in with chest pain and your EKG looks okay, some of your guys' EKGs are not 100% to begin with. Some of you have funny-looking EKGs because you've always had funny-looking EKGs. So now you're sitting there with chest pain, and we're like, well, we're not going to let you go home. We need to figure this out more. And we aren't allowed to go in and cut in and take a look at your arteries. So that's not the way to do it. So what we do is we'll run some cardiac enzymes, because if a heart is having any sort of injury, it's going to give off enzymes, cardiac enzymes. The problem is it takes you know, sometimes a day, you know, we'll check them at 8 hours, we'll check them at, you know, 16 hours, 24 hours. Sometimes it could take a good day to really see those cardiac enzymes. I can't tell you how many people came in and we had done cardiac enzymes and they were through the roof, but not because they were having an active heart attack. They were sitting there feeling fine, but they had the heart attack the day before. So we'll keep you, we'll observe you all that time. If we're concerned, we'll do a stress test. And we'll do a stress test in the ER. So, does everybody need a stress test? No. But if you have chest pain and they are not too concerned, and hopefully they did an EKG, they may just recommend follow up closely with your primary care provider or cardiologist. If the pain returns, then at that ER visit, you get a cardiac stress test and you get the echocardiogram, etc. So, what they did is they looked at 700,000 privately insured patients that were seen in the emergency room for chest pain in 2011. They identified 422,000 patients. 293,000 did not get invasive tests. 128,000 did. The most common test was the myocardial perfusion scintigraphy, but there's an I in there. This is a scan that shows the blood flow through the heart. The perfusion test, what we do is we do a baseline and then we do an exercise test so we could see how the heart is being perfused. If we see a part that looks like it was perfused and then it wasn't when you were exercised, that means you're having ischemia. You're having less blood flow to that area. So you look at the coloring of it and you could tell. There's reversible and irreversible ischemia. Irreversible ischemia is where you had lack of blood flow to that part of the heart, and we can't reverse it or change it. Whether you exercise or not, that part just doesn't get blood flow and your heart is compensated. Reversible is where we like to intervene right away, because we're like, wait a second, as soon as you're active, you stop perfusing with blood. And then we're like, hold the phone. And that's when we, you know, get everybody up and running. So according to Dr. Foy, the percentage of patients hospitalized for a heart attack was only 0.11% a week after being seen in the emergency room and only 0.33% 190 days after being seen. Patients who did not have the initial invasive tests were no more likely to have a heart attack or die. The patients who received the test were more likely to move on and get invasive procedures like angioplasty. So they say it really didn't improve the odds against you having a heart attack. Now, what do you guys do with this information, okay? I know many of you get concerned that you're going to be kicked out of the ER too quickly. Or you're going to be concerned that the ER is going to keep you or the hospital is going to keep you, run a bunch of tests, run up the bill, and now you're stuck in the hospital and you've lost time off work, etc. So there has to be a happy medium. All right, and what this signifies is none of the testing we do is 100%. And we doctors or medical providers have to sit there and make a judgment call. Do we keep you and monitor you and test you heavier, or do we not? Now, if you have a family doctor or you have a cardiologist that you could see that day or the next day, no, you may not have to be in the ER. But how many of you can call up your family doc or call up your cardiologist and get in next day? Not a lot of you. So that's where the problem is going to be. Yeah, we could save a lot of money in the hospital not doing all the testing. But the problem is, the reason why everybody's going to the hospital is, depending on where you practice, you know that there's no way you're going to get in with a cardiologist for 2-3 weeks. And now it's on the ER and the hospitals. Watch, they're gonna keep an eye on you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.